There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, guys, doing out there? Everyone dancing? Ooh-ee. All right. Enough dancing. We got work to do. All right. We can shut the music off. Look, I understand. Yeah, I love my network to death. I love them. But the problem is the network is getting listener feedback saying would rather listen to music than Dr. Dahlia. So that doesn't work. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. You can't just sit there and play music over me. I'm still going to talk. Okay? So that's, yeah. So nice try there. Hey, you know what, guys? Listen. It's not the network's fault. It's you guys' fault out there. Quit telling my network that my show stinks. If you told my network that my show was good, then maybe I would allow a little bit more music. But I'm going to have some Donald Trump-like defiance. Speaking of which, I've gotten a lot of emails and concerns. In fact, I've been blamed for what Donald Trump has been doing. I have nothing to do with Donald Trump. Okay? I like Scott Walker and Marco Rubio. I think they're all good. I think all the candidates, are good. I was pretty impressed with the last debate. But I've been getting these emails going, you radio hosts, you TV, you media, you guys are the ones causing this Trump mania that's going on. And, we're being, I guess, part to blame for what's happening. I guess what some of you guys are feeling out there, for those of you that do not want Hillary to be president, there's some of you out there that want Hillary to be president. Personally, I would love to see Joe Biden in the Democratic run. I mean, you thought the debate was interesting with Donald Trump. Imagine having Joe Biden up there. That would be, I love watching Joe Biden. I could watch him all day long. He's fun. He's handsome. So I'd like to see that on the Democrat side. But like I mentioned earlier in the week, what's going on with the Republican presidential debate is not a circus. Everybody kind of calls it a circus. I don't. All right? It's a sign of people being passionate. All right? People are scared to death. Breanne was saying, I can't feed my family. I don't qualify for Medicaid. I'm a single mom. There are people hurting out there. So when you see 16 plus candidates want to vie for the Republican presidency, it shows the passion. Like I said earlier this week, I'd be more scared if you didn't really see hardly anybody come up to the plate. It would show that nobody cares or they're into the status quo. And we already see that with the other party. You really don't see a lot of people vying for it. You know, they got Hillary and that's about it. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, I know. He's making some noise, but where's the passion? Why? Because status quo. They're happy with status quo. So now we have this comment that I guess Trump made among multiple comments that I guess was directed to Megyn Kelly. And I guess, you know, she was bleeding out her whatever, I think he said. And he was mad because, you know, Megyn Kelly just, you know, right off the bat with this debate, boom, threw out that question. Do we have a pledge from everybody that, you know, whoever the, you know, GOP nominates that you guys are going to support and you won't run third party? And, of course, Trump is go, yeah. Now, I'm not going to take that pledge. And that ticked a lot of people off. Look, he says what he wants to say. He says that's his thing. Chris Christie, that was Chris Christie's thing. You know, he just, you know, had no filter. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to say. Okay, there's a hurricane coming, blank, get the blank out. I mean, that was his shtick. That was his thing. Well, Trump trumped that, unfortunately. So Chris Christie couldn't do his thing at the debate because that's Trump's thing. And so, when you look at politics, it's a show. What did they say? They said the debate this week, I guess, had 24 million viewers, making it the most watched non-sports cable TV show ever. This beat Pawn Stars. I mean, that's how popular this was. People want, and why do they want to see it? Because they want to see Donald Trump. It's all about entertainment. Now, people are freaked out. You have Donald Trump making, menstruating accusations, right, for the female moderator. He goes up there appearing to be sexist. He goes up there appearing to be, but I mean, that's Donald Trump. I mean, again, that's his thing. Okay, he's this multi-billion dollar businessman who probably, was the stereotypical businessman that many of us women had to deal with, trying to get through our careers. And a woman who tries to, lay it on the line and, throw some hard questions. Does she get the rating as a successful business person? No. She gets accused of having her period. And you want to know what? Fine. As a woman who on my period gets supercharged, fine. I'll take that as a compliment. Listen, I didn't get a 1450 on my SAT because I'm smart. I was on my period that day. So for me, it supercharges me. So as far as I'm concerned, it's an asset. Megyn Kelly hit him harder. I saw that too. But again, I mean, what are you doing, Donald Trump? What are you doing? I mean, we got a major, we not only are we dealing with multiple crises, as we're seeing with, national security, the Iran deal, Obamacare, the economy, but I predict, and I think a lot of us predict, we're going to have another looming recession. Once all the, changes come into play with minimum wage, and even though I'm for raising the minimum wage, we got to be prepared. It is going to level the economy unless we do it right. And, we want to know that whoever is going to be up there is up there not for himself, but for the country. So, I'm saying you're going to run third party, which is going to split the vote. Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it because you think it's best for the country? And still, the theory circulating that the reason why he's there is because it's a Hillary plant still doesn't escape us. So, listen, it's politics. So we watch, we see, at least people are viewing in. I mean, if Trump gets any credit for anything, it's people are talking about him. People are more interested in politics than I thought they were going to be. But, I'm kind of concerned, too, because I'd like to know who the hell is going to fix our country. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben and Charles who are working the dials. Yeah, I got the type of dials where I need two men working on them. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Let's go to the phone lines. Looks like you guys want to talk about the debate. Let's do it. Mindy. Hey, Mindy, what's going on? Mindy, you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey, sweetie. I can hear you now. What's going on?
Okay. Joe Biden, Doc Sally, cannot run for president. The man can barely put three words together to form a sentence. That's my first comment. My second comment was, I thought Megyn Kelly was just so terribly unfair to Donald Trump, especially with that hand-raising question. I'd like to know why, if they were going to target Trump, why didn't they go after Christie for that ridiculous hug he gave Obama during Hurricane Sandy. That's Stanko, not Donald Trump.
First of all, with the Joe Biden, I do not want to watch a Democratic primary with just Hillary sitting there and Hillary sitting there and Hillary sitting there. So I really want Joe Biden to run because I want to be entertained just like I was entertained in the Republican primary. So I think a Joe Biden-Hillary little fight would be awesome. Joe Biden being president is a whole nother story. You're right about that. Megyn Kelly, yeah, I was... Uh-huh.
Can they debate? Can they debate from jail? Because hopefully Hillary will be in jail.
Yeah, I know. I know. And somebody's got to be able to show up to the Democratic debate. So I am. I'm hoping Joe Biden throws his name in there. But in terms of Megyn Kelly, exactly. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, "Whoa, she's going right after Trump." But here's the thing: anybody that tries to do a Ron Paul thing, where they're going to run third party and split the vote, is going to be on our poop list. So, I mean, it was just, should she as a moderator have shown favoritism? Probably not. They should have probably been more equal, et cetera. But remember, that's not what the debate's about. The debate is not about fairness. Politics aren't about fairness. It was about ratings. And they wanted to get ratings, and she wanted to look like the, you know, tough cookie that she is. And so I see media for the way media is. It's a show. And that's why she did it. Was it fair? Absolutely, it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair at all. But then again, it was something that we all had on our minds. I don't want to know how Donald Trump feels about, the weather. I want to know, were the rumors true that he was going to run as a third party? Because everybody was telling me that he was not, that was just something planted by the Democrats. No, he admitted it there, that it all depends on who's going to be nominated. So now we know. We know what we're dealing with. And for me, I don't have time to be entertained, and I don't have time to be lied to, and I don't have time to listen to theories and conspiracy theories. I want to know what the hell we're getting, because I just need to know.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Dolly.
No problem. Many thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. We got JD on the line. Hey, JD, what's up?
Hey, Doc, I remember meeting you on the Strip when we were going there with Heidi Harris and Caesar's Palace for Joe Heck about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Had a great time. I love Joe Heck. Yeah, and thank God that's when you remember me on the Strip and not for another reason. Thank you. Whew.
Close
one.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope Biden throws his foot in the ring, too. Both feet. in the ring, in his mouth, everything else. The reason I called, I like Megyn Kelly, and I can't stand Trump. I don't like braggadocious guys like him and Christie, bullies, and I've seen his show a couple of times. Turns me off, so I'm not a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. But what she did was disingenuous. First of all, the Rosie comment was... He responded to Rosie after she butchered his kids and his wife and said atrocious things about him and his family. So he just responded. Now, the other thing about the woman on I want to see you on your knees. That woman was interviewed. She said that had no context to what you're thinking about.
But I saw the episode too, JD. I agree. I saw the episode. I remember, she was. I forget what it was where she didn't want to be fired, and she's like, look, do I have to get on my knees? And he's like, well, that would be a pretty sight. Meaning, I didn't think there was supposed to be the context either with that. But of course, they're going to dissect it, and yeah.
So from those two points, I think she was really reaching very low. She didn't give context to either one of those questions. And, she brutalized him. I mean, she made him look like, first of all, if he was really smart and he didn't care, he says, well, no, it's not in the way that you think that Bill Clinton did Monica on her knees. I didn't do that. I don't think he could honestly, he didn't even remember the situation until the next day. He's trying to find out. But they had to go through 6 years of his shows to find that. So they were determined to get these type of hot button questions. And I think they tried to sabotage him because, he got... And you have three people there. They didn't need three people asking questions. They took 31 minutes of the debate.
Right.
One or two would have been enough.
I wanted to hear more. Ben Carson. I noticed that right away. We were a half hour in, and I'm like, when do we hear from the doctor? You know, I mean, I'm a Ben Carson fan.
Yeah, he got 5 minutes, and I think he was the one who said, I thought you forgot about me. So, I mean, he got 5 minutes, Trump got 10 minutes, Cruz got 5 minutes. A debate would have been if one asked the other a question. They didn't ask the same question to everybody.
Then
when they came out at the end with the God question, why didn't you ask Huckabee the God question? I mean, it was really put on for a show. I'm really disgusted with Fox and Wallace. Listen, Brett Baer, I mean, he's a serious journalist. I think they did themselves a disservice. Yeah, they got the ratings, and they were a one-time wonder, but I didn't like it at all. I mean, it's I don't want to see us go through 23 debates like last year, and the Democrats are going to only have 6, and we're going to have 13. And of course, the next debate is on CNN. Remember Candy Crowley?
Yes,
I wouldn't even talk to CNN. If Romney had any guts, he would have said, Candy, I'm debating the president. I didn't know you were part of this debate.
Right.
He would have lost all the women vote by then.
Mm-hmm. JD,
and it was Putin.
Yeah, JD,
right.
Awesome. I really appreciate you calling in and thank you for your
thanks,
good
you
commentary.
Too. Good luck. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks, JD. You know, one thing though, I do want to say, just, you know, because as a doctor, I like to look at the psychology of things, and I like to, look at how, how they're playing the viewers. What I saw, what I got out of the debate was that it basically pitched some real nice balls to Trump. All right, Trump's asset, and Ron Futrell was actually on my show the other day talking about this too. Trump's asset is playing offense. Okay, how he plays defense is he just shoos it away like a little fly and then goes in with offense. And like, Ron and I were talking about, you only got X amount of time on the clock. Okay, you're going to use it, and you're going to use it offensively. Don't spend the whole time defending an accusation or defending something. And so it basically gave Trump more of a pulpit. I felt it was kind of like a Trump show. All right, but I was entertained. And again, I knew what it was about. I was entertained. So they, mission was accomplished. But for the rest of us who are like, okay, well, that was great. It was entertaining. But now what the hell are we going to do? Because, I got to make decisions on, my health insurance, Medicare, Social Security, my small business, I think we're even more confused than we started. And I went to the Americans for Prosperity's debate event, which was awesome. And John Ratzenberger was there, Cliff Clavin. Oh, my gosh. That was another thing, too. I was so giddy that I was meeting John Ratzenberger, Pixar's biggest asset, I call him, because he's been in every Pixar film. But he's Cliff Clavin. I was like, I was so excited to meet Cliff Clavin. I was like, so excited. And they had such a nice, the Americans for Prosperity had such great set up for watching the debate, very comfortable, big screen, whatever. I have to say, I had a real, real good time that night. But as I was leaving, you heard people going, what the hell do we do now? You know, I mean, that first question stung. True, it was unfair that Megyn Kelly asked it. It did not appear to be a properly moderated debate by any means, but at least we got that answered. Now we know what Trump is going to do, and we know Trump is in it for himself. If he could win, I'm going to vote for him. If he wins the Republican, of course I'm going to vote for him. All right, but if he doesn't, it's going to be about himself, and we're going to lose out on a Ben Carson, a Carly Fiorina, Scott Walker, a Huckabee, and it's, this country deserves to be led by somebody who is really putting the country first. But how do you prove any candidate will do that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, this is one of the most dangerous times of year. Do you guys know for what? No. Lightning. Lightning strikes. Yeah, dangerous time of year. You guys, come on, man. Nobody listens to my show. I've been writing pieces for the Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times. Please check it out. I write a lot of articles for them. And there was a couple who apparently survived getting struck by lightning. They both were struck, obviously. But they survived. Why? Because they were holding hands. No, that's not what they said. They were literally holding hands. That's all they were doing. They were holding hands. They were holding hands, and they survived. Maybe that's why. Maybe God was like, whew, you're not having premarital sex, so I'll let you guys live, because all you're doing is holding hands. That's my guess. So, great. Teen couple, I don't know exactly how young they are, but Dylan and Lexi were walking along Claremont, California, a street that had a lot of trees. And unfortunately, they were struck by lightning. All right. She says, Lexi says, next thing you know, we're on the ground and we gave each other most terrified looks. I kind of thought there was an earthquake. They both survived. A passenger came up to them going, are you okay? They got up. A doctor looked at them. I don't think they went to the ER that night, but I think the next day they went and saw a doctor. And he said, wow, when you guys held hands, it diffused the electrical current. All right. So these guys are pretty lucky. Pretty, pretty lucky. And we don't talk a lot about lightning, partly because, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and, I mean, when we get rain, I mean, you know, we're all out there and going, oh, my gosh, there's rain, sticking our tongues out, you know, so we could actually taste it, like you guys do with snowflakes. We don't get to do that in Vegas. We don't get to stick our tongue out and have a snowflake land on our tongue. So when it rains in the summer, we do that. That's what Las Vegas people do. All right. I mean, that's what I do. But pretty, pretty dangerous. So National Geographic has some really, really interesting stuff on lightning. So I'm going to teach you guys some stuff. I'm going to teach you what to do in a lightning storm. And it doesn't matter. You can live in the desert. You can live anywhere. Lightning storms are pretty, pretty bad stuff. Okay. So what is lightning? It's a giant discharge of electricity accompanied by a brilliant flash of light and a loud crack of thunder. I know, but get this. The spark can reach over 5 miles in length. It could also raise the temperature. Oh, come on. There's a pop-up. What the? No pop-ups. Stop it. No pop-ups. Okay, I have to read this. I don't have it memorized. It could raise the temperature of the air as much as 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit and contain 100 million electrical volts, or 1.21 gigawatts. All right, now, they think lightning might have played a part in the evolution of all living organisms. When Adam and Eve met, right? I guess they met. I don't really know how they met, but there was so much sparks. There was all this lightning, and then that's when all the other day. I don't know. That's my theory. Okay, I believe lightning. I forgot what day weather came. Okay, day one was Adam and Eve. Day two was politicians. Yeah. No, Adam and Eve was at the end. Adam and Eve was made way after everything else, and then God rested. He was like, "Woo, man, I'm done. It's time for the Sabbath, Shabbat, let's eat some bagels." All right, anyway, so they say that lightning played a part in the evolution of organisms, which, I don't know, I guess I believe. I mean, you know, if it, you know, all these electrical currents and atoms and amoebas and parameciums. All right, sorry, guys, this pop-up is really getting on my... It's a National Geographic pop-up. I don't know what they're doing. I'm trying to read the National Geographic thing on air. I'm giving these guys the biggest push. You know why the pop-up's coming up? Because I'm not reading it verbatim. Somebody from National Geographic is like, wait, Dr. Dahlia is totally messing up our site now trying to quote the Bible incorrectly. Let's mess this up. Okay, are we good? I promise I'll read it verbatim. Okay, let's move on. There are lightning detection systems. That's cool. But, okay, what are the odds of getting struck by lightning? In any given year in the United States, the number is 1 in 700,000. And in your lifetime, you have a 1 in 3,000 chance of being struck by lightning. Now, lightning kills. How does it kill? Well, it puts into cardiac arrest. It's an electric bolt. So it jolts you, and the heart, which relies on electricity to beat, it doesn't really need that extra electricity, especially that much. So when you die, it's usually from cardiac arrest. You know, they say if your hair starts to kind of stand on end, that means you are way too close to a storm, so you better flee. They say about 3,700 people have died in the United States from lightning from 1959 to 2003, so it's still rare. And if you get struck by lightning, 10% of the time you die. 70% of the time, you could get serious long-term health effects like neurological disorders, memory loss, personality changes. You could sustain burns, etc. They say 400 people survive lightning strokes, I guess, in the United States each year. Now, you could see it during volcanoes. You could see it during forest fires, of course, even heavy snowstorms. They say ice in a cloud could develop lightning. Did you guys know that? I know. I'm teaching you guys something. Well, I'm not teaching you. It's the National Geographic. All right. Okay, so let me see here. They talk about positive lightning, negative lightning. Okay, so if you hear thunder, okay, if you can actually hear the thunder and it's on a clear day, then you are within 10 miles of a storm. Somebody asked me that, too. If you hear thunder, how far away is the storm? 10 miles, roughly. Okay, so just kind of remember a nice, even number. Okay, so, yeah, you have time to leave, but these storms can move quickly, and you have no idea the length of which that lightning can strike. So just get and seek shelter. There's a 30-30 rule, okay? Do you guys know about the 30-30 rule? All right, when visibility is good and there's nothing obstructing your view of the thunderstorm, so you could see it, okay? When you see lightning, they say count the time until you hear thunder. If the time is 30 seconds or less, the thunderstorm is within 6 miles of you, and now you really need to bail, okay? So if you see the lightning, and then you're like, okay, well, no thunder, and then almost, you know, 45 seconds later, and then you hear it, it's probably far away. But if it's like, you know, and then boom, you know, you're like, ah, okay, that's the, okay. And then the other 30 part of the 30-30 rule is, let's say you're like, okay, I want to go outside. I want to leave, you know, I got to go to work. And you're like, yeah, but, you know, thunderstorm, right? So they say 30 minutes after the last clap of thunder, then you could leave your shelter. Now, what are we using for shelter, okay? Well, you know, you don't want to be the tallest thing in the field. I should probably ask, if any of you guys have ever been struck by lightning, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd really love to hear from you if any of you guys have ever been struck by lightning. The lightning is going to hit the tallest thing. So you're standing out there in a field, all right? It's going to hit you. You need to seek shelter, but don't go and stand next to a tall tree. Because if the tall tree gets hit, because it's the tallest thing, the electricity could still jump to you. Okay? The electrical current can be wide. So, you know, don't be an idiot. All right? Now, let's say you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're like, okay, there is no shelter. I am in the middle of a field and there's lightning. They say curl up into a little crouchy ball, like put your head between your knees, something like that. All right? Because you want to make the least amount of surface area. Don't lie flat. And the reason why you don't lie flat is you're still above the ground. So you will still be hit first before the ground, and now you have much more surface area because you're lying flat. So you want to decrease as much surface area as possible. Let's say you get to run inside the house. Don't stand near any glass. Don't stand near windows or doors. Don't go on the telephone because the landlines have electricity. Don't take a bubble bath. I don't care if the rubber ducky is in there and the rubber is grounding. Don't go into the bubble bath. Get out of the bubble bath. And then if you're in a car, you could be in a car. Just don't touch any of the metal. Okay? And then you sit there and pray. And then hopefully it's all over. But take lightning serious, people. And don't be in a pool. Because your head sticks out. Now you're the tallest thing in the area and the water conducts electricity. So no pool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's kind of back to school for some kids. I think my son starts high school tomorrow. He goes to, Sunday. I can't wait. I've been waiting for him to start school since, the summer, because he's, eating us out of house. There's never any food. He complains. He backtalks. And I really want control of the television. It's really, I'm tired of seeing Xbox and GTA. I love my son, but go back to school. Get out of the car. I'm not even going to stop the car. I'm going to be like, see ya. It's time to go back to school. But for many of the other kids, we still got a good couple weeks. But everybody's kind of hustling and bustling and trying to get the kids all excited about school, taking them school supply shopping. I love back-to-school sales. Not because I'm saving money. It has nothing to do with that. I just love looking at all the colors of the Crayolas and the markers and the I just love the Crayola box with the yellow and the green and the colors. I just think those are so cool. I can look at markers and crayons all day long. I don't know what it is. And but what stinks about this time of year is a lot of the teachers have to go and buy supplies for themselves. And I don't know if it's just in Las Vegas. It could be throughout the country. So one thing we're doing here in Vegas is we're collecting school supplies for the teachers so that they don't have to buy the supplies for the kids. So in addition to getting kids school supplies, you're helping the teachers out because you're giving the supplies to the teachers, and then they don't have to turn around and buy them for the kids, and the school supplies are going to the kids anyway. We're collecting school supplies. Any Albertsons and Vons in the Las Vegas area, any storage, one self-storage, they have a container for you to collect, whether it's Post-it notes, index cards, dry erase markers, paper, pencils, anything, erasers, all of those are fine. So anything you got, stop by any storage one or Albertsons and Vons or Dr. Dahlia Show headquarters at 6045 South Rainbow. We do have a headquarters. It's pretty nice here, No bar, though. No bar. No deli. I wish we did have a deli at the Dr. Dahlia Show headquarters. I really like deli food. August 22nd, for you teachers out there going, well, I want to pick up the school supplies. We are working with the Public Education Foundation and Teacher Exchange. These guys are the ones organizing all that part of the distribution, and it's going to be really exciting. August 22nd from 9 to 1. I'm going to be there for part of the morning. Can't wait to see you guys. Shake your hand, give you a hug. Thank you, teachers, for what you're doing, and make sure you guys get some goodies, all right? It should be great stuff. Big shout out to Canyon Creative for helping us. Big shout out to Well Health. Big shout out to Jennifer Barrier, who has been amazing in getting the community to come together. Fox 5, News 13. I mean, just, I can't believe so many people have been involved. I can't thank them enough for what they've done. And then, of course, KDWN, my local affiliate, and Beasley Broadcasting for getting the word out. So please help out. Help your teachers out, because it turns around and helps your kids. Okay, this week, a lot of buzz over one of the articles I wrote for the Epoch Times on sex with robots and how that may be, I guess, the quote-unquote norm in 50 years. It wasn't my idea, okay? This was a medical headline that's been circulating for a while now. Dr. Helen Driscoll is the one that gets the credit, saying that advances in technology means the way in which humans interact with robots is set to change drastically in the coming years, and she's supposed to be a leading authority on psychology of sex and relationships, says sex tech has already been advancing at such a fast pace by 2070 that physical relationships will be primitive. I've already pre-ordered my robot. I mean, think about it. 50 years from now, I'm going to be in my 90s. I don't think I'm going to have a lot of options out there if my husband doesn't want to have sex with me. But get this. They say that it's going to be considered an act of infidelity. People are already falling in love with people online. I mean, look at what you guys do on Facebook and Twitter. Okay? I mean, you don't even know what they really look like. They're giving you a picture. You think you know what they look like. Okay? Many of you guys have seen me in person. I look nothing like my Facebook picture. Nothing! You've seen me in person. Right? So, please. But you fall in love with the facade of it. Like movie stars. You know, I think Viggo Mortensen is drop dead gorgeous. Michael Fassbender gorgeous. But do I know him? What if they talk to you and they sound like jerks? I don't know. So you end up fantasizing about, I mean, not to be personal, but you actually, when you fall for somebody, even your real spouse, it's a fantasy. You think my husband fell in love with me, Dahlia, me, the way I am? No! I pretended. I'm still pretending. I mean, I forget to pretend. It's kind of like Mystique in X-Men. She has to kind of use half of her power to give her that look. If not, she's completely blue. That's the way it is. You know, I mean, if my husband really saw me for me, you know, and not very attractive. So I even have to fake it just to keep my husband hooked. And I mean, we've been married almost 19 years. Where was I going with this? So anyway, so we fall in love with facade. So yeah, I could totally see how people would fall in love with the robot. And think about it. You could mute the robot. Okay? If I had a mute function, don't you think my husband would be using that? And don't you think it would help sexually? I mean, how enticing is that to shut me up? See? So, you could program the foreplay with these robots. Okay? No, 10 seconds is not enough. Blah, 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 that kind of stuff with the, that's not sexy. I'm going to program you to do foreplay correctly. People will be able to, I guess, and now, am I for something like this? No. I think it's creepy, and I still don't know if God's going to get mad because something like this I don't think is in the Bible. And I hope, you know, the rabbis and the powers that be are taking a quick look, you know, to see what do we do, you know, when we start to have a society of people. Because that wasn't in Sodom and Gomorrah by any means. So we may be okay because there were no robots at the time. But I'm still a little nervous about it, all right? But, people are not interacting with people. Let's take the sex part out of the equation, okay? Do you guys actually call, you know, go over to your mother's house or go over to your brother's house and talk to him? No, you're sending a text. You guys are seeing your family less because you're texting them, right? You know, there's FaceTime on the phone. A lot of people do not use FaceTime. They don't want to look at the other person. They don't want the other person looking at them. I never use FaceTime. You think I want to hold the phone and have everybody see a couple chins? No. And a lot of times I'm on the toilet. I'm not going to FaceTime. So we're having less and less interaction. We're Facebooking. We're tweeting. We're emailing. We're texting. So, you know, we're not touching each other. There's none of that physical interaction going on. Now, I do not think humans are going to evolve where that's going to be okay. You got the limbic system. You got the amygdala. Don't forget about your amygdala. Your amygdala is not going to, it's not going to fly with your amygdala. Okay? You need to have some sort of human interaction. And some people are like, no, because I got pets and they love me. Okay, no, I got cats and dogs. Yeah, they love you, but it is still not the same as a human loving you. Okay, the way my cats show love is when they do their stink and their poo-poo, they try to make it in the potty box, and they don't do it on my, you know, shoe. That's not enough for me or my amygdala. And the dog, yeah, I know the dog loves you, but will the dog hold you and tell you everything's going to be okay and your show's not that bad and ratings will go up someday? No, only my husband does that. Well, he really hasn't in a while. I think he's given up hope. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.